It is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota Local Legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and I'm being joined on the line there right now with none other than Dr. Amanda Williamson, who is a surgeon at the Pembroke Regional Hospital. So, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on being nominated as a local legend here on MyFM. Kind of walk us through a little bit how you became a doctor in the first place, and then eventually making your way to the city of Pembroke.
Yeah, so when one decides that they want to be a doctor, obviously everyone knows it's a bit of a long process. So we all have an undergrad degree in something. So for myself, that was an undergrad degree in life science at Queen's University. And then you apply to med school. So med school varies depending on which school you go to, but it's 3 to 4 years. So for myself, that was 4 years. And I did that at the University of Ottawa. And following that, depending what specialty you want to go into, you do a residency. So for myself, that was a general surgery residency, and that can be throughout Canada, depending where you match. So I managed to match in Ottawa, doing a general surgery residency, which is a 5-year program. And at the when you finish med school, you actually have the title of a doctor, but you can't practice independently. So that only happens after you finish your residency and you pass all your exams there. So at that point, you then can practice independently. And when you finish residency, you're then looking for an actual job. And I knew I didn't want to be in an academic center, but I still wanted to practice general surgery. So looking for places that have surgical programs that are in a bit smaller of a center, but still offers a lot of different programming. So Pembroke came up and I joined a really great team here, and now I've been here for almost 10 years.
Okay, so kind of, you know, your day in and day out operations, obviously there's a lot to go into before you actually go ahead and perform surgery on somebody. Kind of, you know, walk us through the process, you know, meeting the patient for the first time and, you know, and maybe developing that kind of relationship.
Yeah, so there's two different ways people end up in the operating room. So there's what we call elective cases. So these are cases that are referred in from family doctors, nurse practitioners, either through the emergency department or through the their family doctors or primary providers. So those are things that can go onto a wait list and wait to be done. So those things we see in the office in the consultation. So we build that rapport there, and then we'll see them in the operating room afterwards for their day surgery usually, because a lot of our cases are being done as just day surgery. So they come in that day and they go home that same day. And then we have the other group, which are more the emergency surgery. So these are ones that are seen in the emergency department and can't wait for a date, so need to be done either that night or the next couple of days. So these are patients that are obviously referred from the emergency room physician, and then we meet them in the emergency room and kind of quickly build a rapport before heading to the operating room for usually, like I said, an emergency surgery that needs to be done.
Okay. From a doctor point of view, how rewarding is it? I mean, obviously there's tough days and good days, just like everybody else in the workforce. But is it particularly, you know, rewarding when you see someone make a full recovery, or is there any particular instance along your career that you kind of stick out a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, I think you mentioned it. It's a very rewarding job. It's a very stressful job in that you never know what's coming in the door. You never know what you're going to find when you're operating. So it's very rewarding to see somebody recover from such a bad illness, you know, something that has acutely happened. We see a lot of traumas that we're able to make full recoveries. And just to see that and realize how big of an impact we can have on people's lives is just incredible.
So kind of changing gears a little bit, you know, became a surgeon and now you're a lead volunteer with local minor baseball in the Upper Ottawa Valley Little League. Kind of walk through us a little bit how you became into taking on the role of president and, you know, why you kind of decided to add more work to your loan.
Yeah, so baseball and softball have been a big part of my life, both growing up and then as a young teen. I actually started coaching at that point. My mom has always been a huge supporter of local sports, whether it's by coaching or by volunteering her time on the organizations where I grew up. So when I moved to Pembroke, I knew that one of the reasons I wanted to be in a smaller community is I wanted to be an important part of the community. And that wasn't just with the work I did, but just what else I could offer as a volunteer. So I have two young, busy boys as well. So they were starting to get into sports. And initially, both my husband and I were coaching. And that kind of blossomed into, well, I'll take a job on the executive and help out. And that kind of just grown from there into the role of president. So I thought that it was an important way I can give back. I think the role of youth sport, whether that be baseball or soccer or hockey or swimming or martial arts, is just so important for the development of these children. So I want to make sure that I can give them that safe, inclusive space so that all the children can develop.
Again, thank you to Amanda Williamson, a doctor and surgeon at the Pembroke Regional Hospital, who continues to do great things day in and day out, and also a big supporter of our local baseball organizations as well. It has been another edition of the Petawawa Toyota Local Legend program here on MyFM.